Getting Past Being Joe Blow Neo Pro by Tobias S. Bakel, as read by Alex Wilson. Number 2. Putting in the Time. First rule about Write Club: everyone must write. The word write is the bigger percentage of the word writer. Writing is the significant part of the job description. You can't be a writer unless you write, and I can't think of many working writers who don't write. Yet so many times we've run into varieties of Joe Blow Neo Pros who don't write. It's much more fun to have written, for all sorts of reasons. I've met people who have wasted years on various message boards complaining about not being able to write, not having the time to write, or struggle with writing, to a host of other individuals complaining about the same things. I'm not talking about quantity of wordage either. I'm fully aware that some can write thousands of words a night and never improve. What I'm getting at is the need for an inventory of fiction to submit to magazines in a regular manner, the need to practice and learn the craft of writing beyond where one already stands, and the need to acquire the work habits of a professional writer. Inventory is a good thing to have. We may find ourselves in the position of selling a piece or two and then having nothing else to submit. It can have the devastating effect of stalling out some writers. If we don't practice the craft and learn to become better at what we do, then how can a writer truly expect himself to sell more often or develop a career? It's a constant journey of self-improvement. You just don't suddenly become a perfect writer one day and have nowhere to go. I'm not the only one who believes this, a writer must write and write as often as they can thing. It is a theme I keep picking up over and over again when I read advice books or hear comments from grizzled veterans of the writing world. Committing to writing in this manner isn't easy. Joe Blow Neo Pros have jobs, or family, or sticky life situations that nibble away at our time. It's so much easier to wait for the fancy to strike us, but if you were to do something as unsexy as keep a daily log for a couple weeks and journal the time the muse waits to hit you versus how well you do when you put in the regular hours, you might be surprised. Some Joe Blow Neo Pros I know will take me to task for this uncreative and somewhat anal approach to the organic creative process of writing. But look, I'm not trying to convert anyone to a system of any sort. I'm asking you to consider examining your habits and seeing if you can improve on them. What I'm talking about isn't so much about the nuts and bolts of writing, but the organizational management that can help a beginning writer get in the right mindset for the work ahead. Let's get structured, prepared, and organized to write. We can hunt down the time to write, schedule our writing, and set goals to drive us forward. I know writers can be successful without these tools, but they can be a powerful aid to getting where we want quicker. Hunting down the time. The first question that bubbles to the mind is about finding the time to write. We live in a busy world. Even though Joe Blow Neo Pro might be finding the time to write occasionally, I'm sure even he has come across a friend or relative who's heard he's written some stories and said those infamous lines, "I've always wanted to write a novel, but I've never had enough time." The funny thing is, everyone has the same 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, that everyone else has. No one else magically gets more or fewer hours in the day to live. How long does it take to write a novel? A year? 2 years? If Joe took a whole 1 or 2 years off, do you think he could write a novel with that time? How about 9 years? Would that about cut it? Because by the age of 65, the average American has watched 9 years worth of TV. That's 4 to 5 books. I would hope it's at least 1 book. The average intake of TV is now over 20 hours a week. People are watching TV like it's a second part-time job. chances are this is where almost anyone can find missing time. Here is a test to help free up time. Write down all the shows watched last week and total up the hours spent. Better yet, take an index card around for the next week. Without changing your watching schedule, keep honest track of how much TV is watched. Now, can Joe maybe cut that in half and carry over the time to write that long-delayed novel? If he is anything like the average person, he's got an easy 10 hours a week, and he still has another 10 hours free to watch Friends. There are other time sinks that we're not always aware of. How much time is spent browsing on the internet or checking email? In order to cut pointless browsing time, there are programs that summarize many internet sites so one can scan all the headlines of that day and click on the subjects that look interesting. What about video games? Joe might ditch games of any sort on his laptop or computer to keep the temptation away. Keeping a game console in a separate room and restrict playing to only the weekends frees up time. Some self-help books recommend that you keep a log of what you are doing every 15 minutes for several days and use that to build a picture of how you manage your time. It can be a helpful guide to help you figure out where you can grab your time back. The very last ditch space of time can usually be found in your lunch hour. Several writers have used only their lunch breaks to carve out the better parts of novels or write many short stories. It comes down to priorities. Do we really want to be the Joe Blow Neo Pro that has beaten all the levels of the latest RPG, seen all the latest episodes of the latest science fiction and fantasy shows, browsed every last online tech site, and yet complains bitterly that they have no time to write? Or are we going to write, and write often? If so, some sacrifice of leisure time is necessary. A favorite show or two, maybe a video game. Structuring time. So after realizing he can regain several hours of his week back, our Joe Blow Neo Pro is going to have to give some thought to setting up that time. Looking at the newly discovered free time, he should first try to spot repeating spots of time. It will be necessary to defend that time. No email program, no browsing the web, and no phone calls. Whenever the mind gets off track, it takes many, many minutes to get back on. All it would take are a few interruptions to destroy a blocked-out hour. This is something to keep in mind when choosing writing space and location. With a regular writing time, one hopeful result is that people will begin to realize that Joe is not to be disturbed during that time. When Joe finishes up, he might also try quitting right where he is. This gives him a lead to start with for his next session, picking right up where he left off. Joe should also try to find out what time of day he works best at and work to schedule his writing at that time. Maybe he is surprisingly quite creative and hard-working at lunch, despite being an avowed night guy. Everyone's body has a unique biorhythm. Joe might have to try a few different times for several months to see if he can spot where he works best. Another reason a regular schedule might be a good thing is that if one becomes used to writing every night at midnight for an hour, after a few weeks, their mind will get in sync with the program. For all these reasons, regular writing hours are extremely good for our Neo Pro. Setting goals. Every organizational handbook I've read emphasizes the importance of goals. Goals give you something to aim for. When you achieve them, you can measure your progress, and achieving them gives satisfaction. Writing is, by nature, a solitary business, so these benefits to goal setting are not to be underestimated. Most writers have general goals, write a novel, or sell a story. But for the daily session, let's get even more focused, a daily target. It can range depending on the writer. Some aim to write a few paragraphs, and others aim for 1,000 words. Find one that you can achieve every day. If you miss a day, it is important not to add it to the next day. When that happens, the adding up will overwhelm you to the point of not writing. Set your goal and aim for it. Don't look back. Preparing for spontaneity. I'm not forgetting our muses. I acknowledge that weird, random strikes of inspiration land on us out of nowhere. And because they are random, you should be ready for them. They are often the fuel for your later, regular writing sessions. It would be a shame to waste all that precious inspiration that many sit around waiting for before they choose to write. So get a jump on them by taking a notepad and pen with you. Even better, a cheap PDA will let you pencil in those sudden ideas just about anywhere, and you won't have to retype them into your computer later. Some authors use voice recorders. Organizing and preparing can definitely help the most creative side of the writer. Famous writers do this stuff too. Check out Neil Gaiman's September 2002 weblog. Quote, "When writing a novel, that's pretty much entirely what life turns into. House burned down, car stolen, cat exploded, did 1,500 easy words, so all in all, it was a pretty good day. Got call this morning to say I'd got Nobel Prize for Literature, wrote less than 300 words, 285, probably unusable, so lousy day." And so forth, unquote. It looks like Neil gets to business when writing a novel, doing the day-in and day-out thing as well. I'm sure Joe Blow Neo Pro could say something to the effect of, "Neil Gaiman is a published, best-selling author who makes lots of money. Nothing he does applies to my situation." Joe could be correct, after all, who knows, but if Joe doesn't learn how and why any particular big-time writer works the way they do, and how or how not that might help Joe, then nothing about those writers will ever apply to Joe Blow. That will probably include the book sales, careers, and all that other paraphernalia of those big writers. Just a thought to end on. Recording was produced by Telltale Weekly.